All right, bitch. It's like not the peeing sounds on the recording.
I literally told you.
What? I told you I couldn't hear you.
I told you don't put me on there or it's about to get real ASMR.
Oh. I'm recording, so.
That's like against HIPAA. That's like a HIPAA violation. Oh.
All right, well, I'm going to take a sip of my drink because I feel like sometimes I'd be like too put together that I need to do something unhinged. And I feel like that's why I crashed out a little bit today. And I need a drink. Okay. Hey, guys. Welcome back to the Girls Rule Boys Rule podcast. My name is Vanessa G and I'm your host. And today, as promised, we have my bestie, Natalie.
Hey, everyone.
Okay, so last week we tried to record this, but as I had said, it was a fail because we talk entirely too much. So this whole past week we didn't talk. I texted you here and there, but it wasn't about anything pertaining to us and you ignored me. So I think it went well. Do you want to introduce yourself a little bit? Tell us a little bit about yourself, your age, your sign, because if I'm going to be your friend, then they're going to have to be your friend too.
Hey everyone, I'm 23. I'm a Leo. I'm about to turn 24. Birthday is in 1 week.
Actually. Okay, where do you live? What's going on in your life?
I live in Brooklyn. I don't know, like in general.
How many bodies do you have? It's like, girl, we don't give a fuck about your favorite color. What's your favorite sex position? No, just
kidding. Oh, it's my, like, God. And the woman was too thin to speak. And suddenly I ended the call.
No, but like, you know the memes that it's like, there's like a meme that says that. But
wait, honestly, are you watching Love Island?
No. I feel like everybody's watching Love Island, but I don't know. I just don't want to, like, give into that.
That's exactly how I felt, and I was so late to, like, the whole thing. And then last night, I was like, you know what? Let me just put this shit on. And girl, so good.
I feel like I'm like that about everything. If it has a hype, I don't
know. No, you're going to love it. You're seriously going to love it. That's what your life is missing right now.
I was just about to say that. I'm like, maybe my life does need some shit like that. I used to actually love reality TV and shows like that,
it's
too. Like,
so good. I was just watching it and I was getting like, it's like you get secondhand embarrassment. It's like so, like, you're like cringe, like literally on like the edge of your seat. And then it's funny. It's like, ah! Like, it's, oh my God.
Bitch, I did not want secondhand embarrassment.
It's just awkward. Like, some of the shit is just awkward, but I don't know. I love it.
Okay, well, it's on my to-do list. Watch Love Island. It really is because everybody's talking about it. And
it's girl show.
Yeah, I feel like it's a girly thing to do. So I guess I have to do it for the plot.
No, definitely.
But anyways, how was your week without me?
It was good. Honestly, I feel like I did a lot of birthday prep. So I like ordered all my clothes. I went shopping.
Because she's going to LA.
Yeah, I'm going to LA for my birthday, guys. Actually, it's a hidden location. Don't tell them. No, I'm kidding.
Hopefully, she'll come back with a rich man or two for the
both. Or three or four or five. Yeah.
Or six. Because we got to keep a few.
But yeah, so I've just been doing a lot of birthday prep. Honestly, I think I was having the birthday blues.
Yeah, I feel like you get sad every year around your birthday.
I don't know what it was. I think one, I was sad because I'm like, ugh, I'm spending all my own money. Like, what the fuck? Can we talk about that? Like, wanting to have an enjoyable birthday, but having to pay for everything yourself. That sucks.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, when people throw these big birthday parties, like, you know when people throw big birthday parties with, like, the decorations, the DJ, everything? I'm like, dude, did they throw that themselves or do they have people that love them? Because what's going on? Because I want to have a birthday party too, but it's giving, I'm going to have to
me throw it myself. Swiping my card is just not the fun part.
Yeah. Is that all? Is that all why you were sad? Because I could feel like anytime you're sad, I know it. Like, I don't know why, but I can feel it when you're sad.
I think I was just like super overwhelmed with life. And I think a lot of it has to do with my birthday. I don't know. It also like could have been my period. It could have been Leo season. I think Leo season has been rough. I don't know if anybody else has felt that, but for me, it has just been like, I've been going through it. I'm not gonna lie. I was going the fuck through it. And I don't know, someone said something is in retrograde and there was some full moons or something. I don't know.
I believe it because I was telling the podcast last week that I was feeling sad, and then my week was so fucking busy, I literally didn't even have time to be sad at that point. I have not been that like go, go, go since I had a newborn baby. I literally would open my eyes, go, 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 go to sleep, open my eyes, go, 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 go to sleep for the entire week. But yeah, and then today I did feel weird. I crashed out earlier, y'all. Yeah, I crashed out earlier. Just a little bit, though. It wasn't too bad of a crash out, but yeah. I don't know. But yeah, it's been a little bit rough. It's a lot going on.
It's a lot going on. And it's been so hot. It's just been, I don't know.
Yeah, the heat is like not it. It's like uncomfortable hot. You can't even go to the pool for real. Or like, I can't even take my baby out for a walk because it's just way too fucking hot. I'm like, he's going to overheat. I literally cannot bring him outside. So yeah, but that's it. You were just sad all week?
It's like, well, damn, bitch, when you put it like that. No, but honestly, yeah, I was going through. I mean, I was doing a lot of birthday prep. Like, I pretty much ordered everything I needed to order, made reservations, made all the plans. I got my Airbnb.
Wait, can we have a birthday recap episode?
Yes.
Because hopefully it'll be good.
Yeah, which, by the way, shopping, and honestly, I have cute outfits. I'm excited.
Wait, can I see the outfits? Because, okay, first of all, I feel like I was literally
one of them you're gonna love.
I'm excited, but I feel like I literally didn't have time last week to talk. Like, if we were talking last week, it would have set me over the edge.
Me too,
because we update each other on every single thing. But I kind of liked not having that like pressure of having to talk to you. Not that I feel pressure, because I always enjoy talking to you. It doesn't feel like pressure, but it was just like, okay, like I don't have to read her text messages, or even me, I don't have to tell you like everything that just happened as it happened.
No, exactly. But yeah, so I'm excited that not all of my stuff has come in the mail yet, and I'm a little bit worried. I tried to order express shipping when possible. When I got my shoes, I couldn't get express shipping, so I'm a little bit scared about that.
I ordered my stripper heels for work, so.
Period.
By next week, I'll be the baddest bitch. I was outside in my
stripper heels.
You went outside this week, but you're like not even telling me the tea, because I saw you at the Four Seasons.
Oh yeah, no, I can't tell you the tea.
Bitch, bye. You're so fucking boring. What is the tea? To live a little, have some fun. Okay, well, that's it. You were depressed, and you had a night out of tea that you can't tell me.
I mean, no, it wasn't tea. It was honestly like hella uneventful.
Did she just get like super fucked up?
No, we were.
Bitch, I'll cut it out.
I can't. Like, I literally can't.
I'll cut it out. I swear to God.
Okay, no, not with him. And then, like, we ended up at the Four Seasons.
Bitch, you went out with, and you expect me to not say that?
Girl.
Okay.
It was, like, a whole fucking thing.
But how was he?
Boring.
I feel like his...
really toxic.
Yeah, I feel like his music gives boring. I don't like guys like that.
I mean, I don't really listen to his music, so...
Yeah, it's not my vibe. Like, not my vibe, but that's all I'll say.
Anyways, yeah. But I was outside in my pleaser heels. It was kind of funny.
That's cute.
Yeah, and a stripper dress that I bought from the house mom.
Period. Okay, so you went out with undisclosed celebrity. Anything else?
No. I mean, honestly, birthday prep. Like, I'm telling you, it's stressful.
Bro, speaking of celebrity, you know who I served the other day at work?
Who?
Andre Drummond.
I'm weak.
But it was, like, hella whack, like, the experience, because first of all, I looked ugly that day. Like, I looked ratchet. My hair was absolutely not done. I put it in a bun with the two pieces to the front, and you already know how I feel about that hairstyle. So I looked like that, and I had hoops in. So I just looked, I didn't look ugly, but I just looked a little bit ratchet. I look like I don't know no better, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So at my job, why are you smiling?
No, because looking like you don't know no better is so fucking hilarious.
But the fact that you know what I'm talking about is probably... All right, so anyways. So at my job, the waitresses and the bottle servers are different, and he happened to be in a bottle server section while the bottle servers weren't there, but I had just gotten there, and a dancer comes up to me, and she's like, can I get shots? And I'm like, sure, like, where are you? And I thought for a second she was pointing at one of my tables, and I was like, okay. But then I realized she was pointing at one of the bottle sections. I was like, oh no, I can't serve it, blah blah blah. Eventually I get the okay to serve it because the bottle servers weren't here. So I walk up to And I'm like, hey guys, like, just to let you know, you can only sit here if you're buying a bottle. I can serve you, but like, I have to serve you at one of my tables. And he looks at me like crazy as fuck. He was like, I'm not moving. I was like, oh, okay. Mind you, at this point, I don't know who the fuck this is. Like, so I'm like, oh, okay. So then I talk about it. Eventually somebody's like, oh yeah, that's Andre Drummond. I'm like, okay, who the fuck is that? He's an NBA player for the 76ers, if you don't know. So I had already like made an ass out of myself. And then I bring the shots that the fucking strippers had asked for. And I get there and he's like, who ordered that? He's like pissed the fuck off that I'm bringing them these shots. And I'm like, I'm literally so confused because it was just a hot mess. But apparently his boy had the strippers order it for him. But I basically got in trouble by And it was just so awkward. The whole experience was like 15 minutes long because we ended up taking a shot. So he ended up turning around and being like, nice, look at me, nice. But it was just still like already awkward because he had already it just had already been a weird experience. But he had me take one of the shots. So I took a shot with him and the people there. And then that was it. They closed out and they left. This is why though, I don't like athletes because they don't be wanting to drink. He was talking about he has to work out in the morning and I'm like, okay. And I showed him pictures of my baby. This is why I wanted to tell you because one thing about me and you, we're going to show an NBA player, Jonah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, can we start a list of like NBA players that have seen pictures of my child? Yeah, but it was okay. Yeah, I just looked a mess. He still called me beautiful though, which was nice. So, but it wasn't really giving nothing.
Yeah, this really wasn't giving anything either. Very uneventful.
Yeah, no, literally like the interaction was 15 minutes long, so it wasn't much, but I wish I would have looked better, you know what I mean? Like, I wish my hair was done.
I was just gonna say this. Did I tell you last week when I went out with that other guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I did. But it's so important to go to work like with your hair done because you literally never know who you're going to see, especially when you work in the club. And I went through my phase where I would be in there like no makeup, barely trying whatever, trying to make that little nice girl look work for me. And it was just terrible because sometimes you get invited out after work. And like I'm telling you, that's why I was in pleasers and a dancer dress. Because I literally had come to work with some dirty ass New Balances, some sweat shorts, and a big t-shirt.
Yeah, no, I just literally did not have the time to do my hair last week. I did it. My hair's actually done because I did it the next day. But last week, I literally didn't have the fucking time. So I had to do that. But I was like, of fucking course. Like the one day, like it's somebody relevant. I look a mess. But whatever.
You know what I've been doing on my face though that I love? Face gems.
You know, I was like thinking about that because first of all, can I just say I have not been playing the nice girl role at my job. I've been flirting with everybody, eating these men up at my job. But I was like, I thought about you and I was like, I should put on face gems like to make myself stand out even more.
No, and seriously.
I feel like being tall because I'm pretty tall compared to all the servers and the boot that I wear, it has a heel. It's a like a chunky heel. So it's not like a real heel, but it's still a heel. So I'm taller and I'm really fucking tall on that bitch. So I feel like it makes me like stand out already. So I feel like if I put on a face gem, I'll stand out even more.
No, seriously.
But yeah, basically the end goal for both of us, because Natalie works at a strip club too as a bartender and a waitress, is to find a rich man to take us out the club. Oh my God, you know what song I've been listening to? Search and Rescue by Drake. I need someone. Okay, what does he say? Take me out the club. Take me out the trap. Somebody fucking rescue me. No, because the club really is a trap, bro. Like, I made good money this week and I'm like, bro, this shit is equivalent to trapping. This is the
female. It is. It's the female version.
It really is.
That's why it's so addicting.
It really fucking is.
To be able to go into work and walk out with thousands of dollars is so addicting.
Bro, it's sickening. And also too, it's just you never know. It's almost kind of like a thrill of like, ooh, let's see how much money I'll make tonight, or like, who could I possibly literally meet tonight.
Exactly.
It's a different life. But I do have like something funny to share with you.
What's too funny was that the tea that you wanted to tell me?
No, so when I
you know, like, all of fetus and it fucked him.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah,
like, it's like should we say this? Are we gonna end up in the shade room? I'm just kidding. I don't want to get fired from my job. No, but I mean, he's from Philly. Like, I can only imagine that a lot of people from out there fucked with him. But that's why I was like, damn, girl, like, you couldn't look a little bit better. Like, I know he's probably not that hard to like. But yeah, that was not the tea. When I texted you, I have tea to tell you. It was not that.
Okay, what was the tea spill?
Okay, it's so like small town tea, but it's still fucking tea. Okay, I can't wait till our tea is so much bigger than this. But hold on, let me take a sip of my drink. But I feel like it's relevant because low-key only like people from where I'm from are listening to me right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Am I getting messy?
Spill, bitch, come on.
Okay, so remember that guy that posted my text messages on Instagram? Yeah. All right, so let me give them the backstory. So there was this guy and I had messed with him in the past, but I haven't messed with him recently. It has been like 2 years since I've messed with him, right? But we would like text here and there and he would be in my DMs, whatever. This one day he invites himself over to my house, but I happen to be getting a pedicure in that moment. So I text him like, I'm not home. First of all, you know what? Let me just tell the story. But he texts me inviting himself to my house. So I'm getting a pedicure and I'm like, I tell him I'm getting a pedicure. Can you pay for it? And he goes, no. And I just thumbs up it. That's all I do. And he goes, I'm broke. And I thumbs up it again. And I think he says one more thing because I feel like it was three times that he like did something. Oh, no. I hadn't said anything. And then again, he was like, what's your address? And I was like, what the fuck? Like, you have hella audacity to like still think you're coming to my house. To one, invite yourself over to my house. But for two, think you're coming after you say no to paying for my fucking pedicure. So then I finally respond to him and I'm like, in the nicest way possible, it's really absurd that you think you're coming to my house after you just said no to giving me $40. And he like FaceTimes me afterward. Like, I don't make a big deal out of it because I was just like, bro, I'm not about to waste my breath on this shit when I already know like what type of time this man is on. So I didn't make a big deal out of it. Why the next day I see my text screenshotted on his story. And bro, when I tell you he spent the entire day screenshotting people's responses to the DM and making fucking think piece videos on it, guys were responding to the story. Oh, humble that girl. Expose her, yada yada yada. And he's like making videos, bitches want to call me broke, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, first of all, baby, you called yourself broke. I never called you broke. And people were like, oh, bitches trying to charge to get in their crib. Like, first of all, bitch, if I wanted to charge $100 to get in the house where I pay rent, pay all the bills, bitch, I can charge $100. And it's like, I will humble the fuck out of all you men talking about humble her. Like, humble me, babe. Oh, that does not exist. But anyway, so yeah, he literally spent the whole day trying to like make think pieces and like just screenshotting, just whack as fuck, like a female. So why the other day, when I'm my friends like tells me to look at Instagram, and apparently on Instagram he's getting ate the fuck up because
what?
He got caught messing with some girl who was in a relationship, and this is nothing to the girl.
And the boyfriend exposed her?
Yes. But nothing to the girl. I was just keeping up because the guy slander was funny as fuck. He got exposed, right? And like,
by the boyfriend?
By the boyfriend.
Saying what?
The boyfriend exposed who the girlfriend was cheating with. So
wow.
So it happened to be that guy that posted my text messages, but everybody was eating him the fuck up, like through DM. The boyfriend was screenshotting all the DMs from people and they were like eating him the fuck up, clowning the fuck out of him. Mind you, he has not posted like 7 days. So it was just so fucking funny, bro. Like, they were calling him, they were saying he has like Tourette's. Bro, I didn't know he was a weirdo. Like, mad people were saying he's a fucking weirdo. I was like, ew. I was so embarrassed that mad people were like clowning the fuck out of him, thinking that he's strange, like a loser. People were calling him baroque. I screenshotted it. Let me see if I can see some of the screenshots, because it was actually funny as fuck. I literally can't fucking stand him. He has zero thoughts behind his eyes. Like, there's actually a rat running on a wheel in his brain. He's so fucking stupid. Oh, people were saying he's gay.
What? With what evidence?
Queer ass boy. Hold on. I hear dude broke as fuck anyways. Oh, and then he responds. He responds to the boyfriend talking about, you ready to crash out about a bitch? That seems unreasonable. I can understand the frustration and I truly am sorry, but I think you're kind of crossing a line that is seriously beyond my control. Like, mind you, what the fuck does that even mean? And then he was like, the guy, oh my God, all my unhinged actions are like resurfacing right now. Hold on. He's like, I can't even be mad at little bro. I'd be upset too, but that ain't pee. I'm praying for you though, my heart. That's what the guy who cheated said. So it was just like funny as fuck to see. And did you see on my story, I was like, me knowing that what goes around comes around and you reap what you sow, because it was like, you tried to play me and look how you got ate the fuck up by everybody on Instagram.
That's crazy,
right? But it was just funny to me too, because it was like, when he was trying to like play me out on Instagram, I was like, I know if people knew who it was behind that text message, what would y'all really have to say about me, for real? Because at the end of the day, y'all can never call me a loser.
But can we normalize men being men? Because he should have just beat his ass. Like, why is he exposing him on Instagram, screenshotting for the world to see?
No. Okay, but yo, that's another thing I was literally gonna say. Why the fuck?
Wait, it was the guy with no leg. That's why he couldn't beat his ass. What'd you say?
No.
It's I have like, a fucking headache.
You know I'm cutting that shit. We're getting canceled. Anyways, but I was literally like, bro, why the fuck is this the new normal? Like, I'm sorry. I hate a man that runs to Instagram. That shit is so whack. Like, that is for girls.
Podcasts are for girls as well.
Yeah, no, podcasts are for girls. Like, if I get on here and say a single thing and a man comes to me about it, like, why are you listening to my podcast? And why are you responding to my podcast? Men should not have a voice. Men should just shut the fuck up.
And go to work.
And go
and to... And pay the bills.
Exactly. And it's like, that's why she's my best friend, y'all. Because she gets it when no one else does. She understands me in ways that nobody does. But yeah, that was it. But it was like funny when it was unfolding. I feel like the week was so long. I actually wrote down hella shit because I was like, girl, I got so much shit to tell you.
Oh, I have a pop-up on Saturday. So honestly, I was really preparing for that too.
Yeah, because she's been in her business bag. Okay, like, did I fucking delete it? Oh my God. In the note that I had about the guy getting clowned on Instagram, I said men are delusional. But actually, though, why are men delusional? Because this specific man thinks he's the shit. But it's like, why do y'all be thinking you're something when you live in your mom's house? I just want to know why y'all even open your mouth to speak if you live at home with your mom. That's my question.
Right, Jonah.
It's like, bitch, not too much on my son. Not too much on my son. Okay, guys, because why I crashed out earlier and I texted my son's father something Natalie has since made me feel very bad about. Only because it was, like, wrong. Like, not because. It's just, like, something you shouldn't say that I'm not going to repeat. But you made me feel bad about it. So I'm like, oh, fine, I guess, whatever. But in that time, I had caught my sneaky link. Well, I was trying not to crash. So I was trying to get a hold of my sneaky link, but the problem is that I deleted his number, something that you taught me to do, to delete text messages. So I delete mine and his text messages when we're done talking because I don't want to look at them. I don't want to reread them. I don't want to recognize your number. So I didn't have his number. I'm like, fuck, how do I get a hold of him? And I was like trying to remember and I couldn't remember it. So I FaceTimed him or called him on Instagram and he didn't answer. And he just texted me, you call me on IG? I said, yeah.
I just realized our PJs are actually different.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Yours have white lining and mine have black, and then my like prints are smaller.
Yeah, we're both wearing cheetah pants, guys. Oh my God, I just realized I can hold my phone while I talk to you. It's really like we're on FaceTime.
We need to talk about Target pajamas. We need to put them on.
Okay, but they're discontinuing that line, though.
No. This is the new brand.
Oh, they're rebranding it?
The same exact thing. Yeah, they're just rebranding it under a different name.
Okay, so if you're a bad bitch, then you need to go to Target and get their pajamas. It's, I don't know what it is, but it's like some comfy ass brand.
It's like A-U-D-E-N or something.
Yeah, I don't know, but we're both wearing them right now and they're comfy as fuck, and I put her on.
Yeah, these were like her pregnant comfort pajamas.
Yeah.
And then she would always talk about them. And I think like one day I was in Target and saw them and I was like, okay, fuck it, let me just get one. And I've been obsessed ever since.
Bro, they're so good. They're just like mad cozy.
Yeah.
But also in my note, I have finding out someone is a loser after you fuck with them.
That's why I'm celibate.
Because why is it so embarrassing to be walking around with a man and then afterwards you find out like everybody be clowning him and he's actually embarrassing in the streets? Like, he's actually embarrassing.
That's why I'm literally celibate. And
like, are there any men that aren't embarrassing for real?
No,
but yeah, because I feel like that about a lot of men, because I feel like when I'm with the man, and probably every girl feels like this.
No, actually my future husband isn't embarrassing.
He's not embarrassing, but let's talk about the feeling of finding out that he is a loser. It's mad cringe. Also too, while I was spiraling today, I asked for my friend to screenshot someone in my past Instagram, and I was like, ew, bro, I would never talk to this man today. You are really, really fucking lucky. Like, he looked like, he smells like pee. I just didn't want to say my sense of humor. He looked like he smells like pee. Like, ew. He looks like a fucking rodent. But also, it's just like, okay, I have a confession to make. One time, and this was a long time ago, this was when I just started working at Sin. He was like, yeah, sometimes I go to the strip club. I have never told you this. He's like, sometimes I just go to the strip club and I just throw $50 and walk out. I was like,
I see it every day. I'm not surprised.
Bro, but he said it trying to flex. That's the scary part. He said it as if it was something to be proud of, and I was like, oh god, right then and there I should have known.
Mm-mm.
Bitch, don't make me force you to drink.
I don't even have alcohol in my house anymore.
Oh my god, why? Because you drink it.
Are you? Yes, on the last podcast this bitch had me drunk for no reason. I was like hungover in the morning.
I'm gonna insert some of those clips. You were hungover in the morning? Low-key I was too, because I think I kept drinking. Did I? I don't remember. It was last week, girl. Last week was literally a fucking blur. Okay, but also, can I tell you about Jonah's head? Guys, so, I don't know. I'm kind of skeptical about talking about my son on the podcast. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think that's very valid.
Okay, so.
And, like, these people just don't need to know your son's business. Yeah. Because one thing to put your business out there, but, like, what if he doesn't want his business being told? Right. Or what? He doesn't get to talk because he lives in his mom's house?
Exactly.
His opinion doesn't matter because he lives with his mom.
Okay, I wanted to tell you this, but this is like the thing. I don't want to get fired from my job. Bitch, he only gave me $80. That's what the realty was. I was like, what do you mean $80? And granted, my job is low-key whack because you can only tip 100% of the bill on like a card.
Yeah, that's exactly how my job is. But it's not even 100%. It's literally like, it can only be 20 to 50% gratuity extra.
Oh, that is fucking whack.
I've literally missed out on like probably thousands of dollars at this point.
Yeah, he was going to give me 100. I saw him like type it, but then like it wouldn't let him. So I was like, ugh, whatever. But it's like, you couldn't cash at me. But again, it was giving single mom, don't know no better.
I just like can't talk about that because like that was one of the reasons why I spiraled.
Why did you spiral?
Because just the way.
Like, what did it make you feel that you were spiraling?
It made me feel like I was just like a thirsty ass bitch for like telling people. And that's why I feel like that's why I don't want to talk about it, because it's like the same feeling, kind of. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it was just embarrassing. It was like, it was because I'm not a thirsty ass bitch, but like, it was just embarrassing the way it came off.
You were like happy about it. You're too excited.
Yeah. And so I think I have PTSD.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Sometimes I feel like that a lot too. Honestly, I feel like that with the podcast, because I'm like, sometimes, you know how like you don't want to be perceived, and sometimes you feel like you do too much, like you're too excited about something, or you talk too much, or like you just do too much, and you're like, wait, what the fuck just happened? Why would I do that?
I feel like also I was telling this to my friend the other day, but like I think because I'm so private, it's like the little bits of information that I do put out into the world, people are gonna think is like my whole life because they don't know any better. And so I think like that's what scares me, like people hearing one clip of me on a podcast and thinking like that's my whole identity and not like 30 minutes of audio for me, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because it's like their only instance with me. I feel like if you are like posting so much of your personality all the time and so much of your life all the time, they're like, oh well, you know, she's not always like that, or like sometimes she's like this, or sometimes she likes this thing, you know.
Well, someone told me they didn't even know I went to school, so it's like, yeah. I feel like a lot of people think like that. I feel like if you know me in real life, maybe you don't even have to be super close with me, but if you know me in real life, your first impression of me would be like, oh, she has a job, she goes to school, and then you see the crazy side of me. But like if you don't know me in real life, you only see the crazy side of me and you don't see like the real responsible side of me, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's why I feel like my friends, or just like people in general, remember how I was saying people forget that I'm fucking crazy? Like the people close to me, because it's like, y'all.
It gets scary, guys.
Yeah, because I feel like.
It's like, raise your hand if you've been personally victimized by Vanessa G.
No, but I feel like I'm not really that crazy towards you. I feel like you see me be crazy towards people, but I feel like that says a lot. I feel like that says that our relationship is good. Maybe when I'm drunk, but like, I'm drunk. You know what I mean?
No, it was a joke.
I know, but I was actually thinking about that earlier, how I'm actually really fucking insane. And I feel like when people see that side of me, they're like, what the fuck? Where did that come from? But I feel like you don't see that side of me to you. Or do you? Like,
no, I think you're insane. You don't.
But am I crazy to you?
Never do.
But am I crazy to you? Like, shit to you? I do shit to you.
No, not to me.
That's what I mean. I feel like you see me be crazy to others, but like I don't lash out or like act like insane to you. Towards you, I mean.
Yeah, no.
It's like, blink twice if you need help.
I'm blinking, guys, because you can't see me. But
yeah, no, you're shy. I kind of like.
I'm so shy.
I hate that sometimes.
I've always been shy my whole life. I'm a Leo, so a lot of people think I'm not shy, but I am. I'm just very confident, and there's a difference.
No.
And I like being the center of attention. But I think you can like to exist as the center of attention while still being shy. Like, I feel like I want people to like me but not know anything about me, if that makes sense. I love being, like, not understood by people. Like, I think that my worst fear in life is that somebody truly knows me. Like, I don't know why, but, like, I just feel like I'm very protective over myself. And I feel like part of that is just me not sharing any real things about myself, or, like, never letting someone 100% in. And I think with certain people I do, but, like, definitely not, like, my random social media followers.
Yeah, I don't know. I only say I hate that about you because I feel like I'm the opposite, clearly. But it's interesting to me because I could see where it comes from, like, you know, who you grew up with and the setting that you grew up in. I can see where it comes from, but it's so weird to me because we're very similar. We do the same things. And it's like, you're like a bad bitch at heart, but it's almost like you're ashamed about it. Like, you know what I mean?
I think I have social anxiety and I'm so worried. Like, I just get worried about what people are thinking about me. And I try so hard not to think that, because I think that literally holds you back so far in life. And like, it has held me back from so much in life. But I think like it's deeply just rooted in, I don't want anybody to have a negative judgment about me. And I feel like if people don't know me, they can't have a negative judgment on me. Or if they do have a negative judgment on me, it doesn't matter because they don't really know me for who I am. I think I'm scared of like truly putting myself out there and then people being like, oh, I know the real her and I don't like her. That's what would hurt me.
Yeah.
I mean, how would you describe me to people that don't know me?
I always speak so well of you.
What do you think people don't know of me? Like, what do you think, like, my followers or whatever don't know of me and how it's different than who I am in real life?
That you're a bad bitch. Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like you'd be ashamed of that. Like, I think it's so fucking funny, the shit that you be doing or that we be doing. And, like, you get so embarrassed about it. But it's funny as fuck. Like, having a guy fly from Dubai to Puerto Rico to take us out to dinner is insane. And that's fucking hilarious. And you just be embarrassed about shit like that. And I'm like, what do you mean?
It's not as cool because it's like my life and I know the behind the scenes. And like,
but it doesn't matter because it's not that fucking serious. Like, you know what I mean? What really are the behind the scenes? Like, it just really is not that serious. That's why that should be funny. Like,
roll the clip, post the picture.
Right. Like, don't make me post the video clips of that night. But yeah, shit like that be funny. Like, she's really a bad bitch and I don't know, she's ashamed.
I just think that's tired. Like, I think that narrative of bitches being like,
okay, but also about too,
it and putting it on, it's just like, I feel like I live by the code of like, if it's really you don't have to show it. Like,
no.
And I feel like I'm really like this in real life.
You are, but also, you know what's tired? Bitches pretending that they're not like that. Like, who is not like that?
If that's really you don't have to flex it. Like, that's regular to me. Like, that's hella regular to me that he flew to Puerto Rico from Dubai. I don't know why that's hella regular to me. Like, I'm just like, okay, and?
But, like, now that we're talking about it, because, like, earlier you did, and I'm not going to say, but you didn't want me to say what celebrity you went out with. But in the moment when stuff happens, you be, like, embarrassed about it. I know this was, like, a different situation, but in the moment of those things happening or a little bit after, you'll be embarrassed about it. Now that was, like, already a year and a half.
Like that's the thing. Like, my life is always going to be 200,000 times more lit than whoever thinks it is. That's how my life has always been since I was a little ass kid. Like, so I just feel like,
yeah, but
the coolest parts of my life I don't post, and I love that about myself because that shit is so pure and so like so lit and so fire that like y'all bum bitches don't, like, even get the chance.
Whoa. It's like, I y'all bum bitches
don't even get the chance to like to view that shit or get the chance to have any type of commentary on it. Like, y'all don't get into my little life, into my bubble. It's too fire. It's too exclusive.
I'm crying, but yeah, well, okay. Well, she had a lot of shit to talk right
it's
now.
Like, bitches be like, I'm shy.
Right. Like, first of all, I thought you were shy. But whatever, bitch. You be embarrassed sometimes. No, they're definitely bum bitches, but... But that's the thing. You don't pop your shit like that. You don't.
I don't pop my and shit. And I feel like I know, but
you need to. I don't give a fuck. I'm tired of bitches trying to be fake wife, be fake nice. I don't give a fuck if you love that man because you want to hold him down. Bitch, I want to go love the man who's gonna, you know, fly me the fuck out, have me traveling across the world, have me in foreign vehicles. Like,
I'm a lover girl. At the end of the day, I'm a lover girl. And even though I've been with all these people and whatever, there's a certain way that they treat you. And that really is, at the end of the day, like I said, I'm a Leo. Like, I'm the shit. And I feel like I cannot be around somebody who is only gonna text me back when they feel like it, or only gonna, like, fuck with me when they feel like it. Like, no, if you're gonna come around me, you're gonna come correct. I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't give a fuck how many Instagram followers you have. And the reality is, men with money and fame, they feel like they could treat you a certain way, and I'm not that bitch. So I don't give a
it's
fuck
like bitch.
To sit around the men that I'm passionate about this. Like, when you go out with a man with money, or like you're with a man with money, like, they are gonna treat you a certain way. Like, the man with money, unless he's old and ugly, he's not about to wait on your hand and foot and treat you like the princess that you deserve to be treated on.
I know what you mean, because I do agree, but it's like, I'm not giving up on that dream. I'm sorry. I'm just, that's why it's just like, I can't even entertain this conversation, because it's just like, so what are we gonna do? We're gonna settle?
I'm not gonna settle. However, I am always gonna pick the man that I feel like appreciates me or loves me for me,
even if he's
over
poor.
That you're not about to be the bad bitch in the relationship,
even if he's poor.
I don't care. Not poor, he has to have some shit going for himself, but I'd rather take the man. Like, at the end of the day, I'm not gonna be with somebody that's gonna disrespect
boring me. No, I'm just kidding. No, I know what you mean, bitch. You know I'm the one to fucking go at it with a man.
And that's the thing. And they be trying to, like, have you argue with the security guard. And people like, oh, my God, you're doing too much. Like, I hate that. Like, no, I will cuss you out. If I feel like I don't, if I'm not getting my way or, like, you disrespected me, I will cuss you out. Like, I don't give a fuck. And people will look at you and be like, bitch, you're doing too much. Like, you got us kicked out of the section. No, I don't care. That's what happened when I was in the section with... And they kicked me out.
Yeah, that...
And beep his name, too.
That happens... I don't know. I try not... for me, I appreciate your energy, but I feel like that is my default, and I feel like I'm trying to come back from being so snappy and argumentative and, like, angry. So I'm just, like, trying to, like, not be that way anymore.
I definitely match energy, but babe, you think you're a celebrity? Me too.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm just trying to change, for real. I'm trying to be softer.
I'm soft. I'm very soft. And I think that's why I'm protective over myself. And I feel like that's why I'm a little, like, lion in the beginning. That's my spirit animal. I'm a Leo. But I think that's why I'm a little, like, a lion in the beginning, because I'm, like, I need to, like, feel like I can be vulnerable. And if I get any signs of, like, oh, you're not, like, with... you're not here for the right intentions or whatever, then, like, I'm cool. I don't want it anymore.
Yeah.
I'll fall back so quick.
My Chinese calendar animal is a tiger. I'm just fucking unhinged, and I'm just trying not to be, like, in all aspects of my life.
Because I think I am very pure. Like, when you get that side of me, I'm very loving. I'm very pure. I'll do whatever for you. Like, and I just think, like, that cannot be misused. So if I peep any negative vibe or... any flaw in you, or you're just a weird ass human, like, at the end of the day, like, a lot of people are really weird and don't have a code, then I'm cool off you. Like, I'll take my energy somewhere else.
It's like, what are we talking
about? No, like, I'm so dead ass. Like, no, I'd rather be with somebody that's real. I'd rather be with somebody that's real than be with somebody that's fake as fuck and has chains on and money.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's what we're talking about. No, yeah, I feel that. Yeah, I've experienced that too. It is weird. Like, they be having... sometimes they don't even be mean. Sometimes they... or, like, attitude-y. Sometimes they just have no thoughts behind their brain. Sometimes they just really be, like, airheaded. And they don't...
and that itself will be embarrassing. Like, when you attach your name to a loser like that, even more so when they're in the industry and everybody knows them, that's embarrassing as fuck.
Yeah, like, they actually don't know how to talk about anything besides money, that shit. But that's the thing. I feel like when you are... I feel like we're very multifaceted, and not a lot of people are like that. I feel like a lot of people have one side to them and one side only. But it's just, like, I feel like we are very multifaceted. Like, we have the side of us that loves, like, fine dining and, like, those luxury experiences and yada yada yada, but we also, you know, have the side of us that... why are you laughing?
Because I'm like, bitch, you were trying to hike with me in Tahoe.
Why are you trying to play me? You can't... all right, bitch, now you're doing too much. You can't try to play me on my own podcast. I was pregnant.
No, it was a joke.
Whatever, fuck off. That was hyping us up, and now...
can
you ruined it.
Can we talk about how sensitive Sagittariuses are?
No, I'm so sensitive because you want to talk all that shit. Oh, I have to feel vulnerable. I feel like I am not nice. I'm never nice. I'm good-hearted. I would never do nothing wrong or evil to someone, but I'm not gonna go out of my way in, like, the girls' bathrooms, be like, oh my god, girl, like, that's not my default. I don't go up to a person and smile on their face. Like, that is not my default. It's never been. So I feel like when I let my guard down to you, I just let you in completely, and I'm very nice. Like, I feel like I'm the complete opposite. I'm very nice, and so, yeah, I am hella sensitive, but it's only to people that I care about. I'm not sensitive. I don't give a flying fuck what anybody outside of the people I care about, like, think about me or say about me. Because, bitch, I never thought about you, not once. But it's, like, my people, like, yeah, I'm so sensitive. All right. Bye, guys. Love you. Mwah. See you next week.
Love you guys. Bye.